Bert Johnson, you're the new chairman of Fermanagh District Council. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Last year, Alec Baird of the Ulster Unionist Party said that he would be chairman for all when he took up the position. What kind of chairman will you be?
I would like to think that I'd be chair of all the people of County Fermanagh. I've done it as a councillor. I've never asked anybody what their political views when they come to my office or what their religious views or anything else. I say to them, what's your problem and how can I help?
Well, you intend then to work for all citizens of Fermanagh?
Yeah.
What about gay members of our society? Because you may recall that you once said, I think homosexuality is terrible, it's wrong. So how, as Fermanagh's first citizen, will you reach out to gay people here?
If somebody comes to me and has a problem, I will not ask them their sex and orientation. That will not be something I would be prepared to ask them. It's none of my business, and I wouldn't even dream of asking them.
Well, you said homosexuality is obnoxious to our holy God and gay marriage is very sad. Mm-hmm. What kind of message does that send out to gay people in Fermanagh?
It may send a message out that warn them that they're sinners that need to be saved. And that applies to everybody. It doesn't even only apply to homosexuals, but applies to all people.
And so you think that gay people are sinners?
Yes, they are sinners.
And what do you base that on?
I base it on because they were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and it wasn't me that said it, it's the Bible that says it.
Do you think that's a responsible thing for Fermanagh's first citizen to say?
Yeah, that's right. Fermanagh's first citizen is a Christian, so therefore I must present the message of the gospel.
Well, regarding the Irish language, you once said that your nose and the noses of other unionists had been put out of joint by Sinn Féin's proposals on ways to use the Irish language. Mm-hmm. How, as chairman of this council, will you reach out to those in our society who speak Irish?
I'll not be speaking Irish. I don't intend to ever go down that road of learning the Irish language. I don't know it and I don't feel I would be able to learn it. I think I'd best that.
Well, how are you going to reach out to these people?
You don't have to reach out to people. Most people can speak English, including people who speak Irish.